Let's go and have a chat with Kieran McAvoy. He joins us here on Racing HQ. Good morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Duff was inquiring earlier just off air, but I'm going to bring it out on air. He wants to come and do those exercises that you do on a midweek. He wants to come and spend some time standing on a ball and balancing himself. Do you reckon he'll be able to do it?
Well, he can come along. he might be able to do it, but I don't know how he'll pull up. But anyway, we'll work on that later.
I don't know how that equipment would pull up either.
I'm making fun of it. But, Kieran, you're obviously, and I know Hugh Bowman, and probably all jockeys do it, but I'm just following you because you're
day.
On... no, but on Twitter, but you stand on a ball, you do all sorts of exercises, obviously for... Well, tell the listeners and viewers why you do it.
Yeah, well, this is... Huey Bowman's trainer, Trent Langlands. Huey's been working with him for a while, and I've done the last 18 months, 2 years with Trent, and yeah, just does different drills and different balance stuff, and obviously working on your core muscles and everything. Your whole body is one, I find it really helps. You know, have one or two workouts a week, and it's really enjoyable, and you can see the benefits, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, the benefit's in your riding, that's for sure, because things are going pretty well at the moment, and you got some nice horses around you.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good time of the year to be picking up. Lucky I can ride light. I've got some good ones this weekend and also next weekend as well, Duff. So looking forward to the rest of the spring.
Let's start from the top, My Blue Jeans. He gets to his right distance, third up here.
Yeah, I think so. This is a trip and track that he won at. I won on him last prep, and... both his runs back have been quite good. Although he's won on rain-affected ground, I think he's going to appreciate getting to some better ground there today. And as you said, the 1500 just suits better. So a little bit of pressure in the race, but you know he's a horse that can lob in the front half somewhere. And I know that Danny's sort of trained him with this race in mind.
Race four, the staying race. This Lindsay Park Galloper Cinder Win has nice credentials here.
Yeah, it was a good run first up. He's obviously travelled up from Victoria, and I've sat on him once for a win there at Caulfield last spring, so I know the horse a little bit. He's down on the minimum, and you'd think he'd be a player in a race that might just set up nicely for him.
Young Stars, one of your cream rides. She returned really well with that eye-catching run in the tramway. Do you think she'll still have enough sprint left in her legs?
I think so, yeah. She's I'm sure that Chris would have trained her specifically with that in mind to know that she was going 1500 second up, and no weight on her back and smallish field. It looks as though they might just roll nicely, and we can be storming home late. So really exciting first run, and hopefully this is sort of on the right path into some better races once we get into October. Obviously Chris has spoken about Caulfield Cups, and she might be a good ride for me in that if all goes well.
Okay, you say if all goes well, you haven't completely locked into her yet?
No, well, Chris has got a few heading there, horses like Egg Tart and yep. Everything else. So it's nice to be in that camp and have a few options going to those big majors.
XD looking for improvement, but she's capable of it.
Yeah, just looked as though she didn't enjoy that ground last start. I see that she's 1 second up. I haven't ridden her before in a race, I don't think, but she's drawn a good barrier to get a nice run in behind them. And, look at the horses that she wasn't far beaten behind last prep, horses like Daisy Doom and the like. So she's got nice credentials to run well in this race second up today.
The Autumn Sun, just take us through that race the other day. Obviously, he should have nearly won that race.
Yeah, definitely. He was desperately unlucky, and obviously it was that quite soft ground, and he didn't really enjoy it. He took a furlong along the back to travel, and then he came off the bridle as we approached with the 700, and I opted to obviously go to the inside and try to manufacture a run, and that didn't eventuate. So we got desperately held up and lost a lot of momentum, and then he still sort of rallied and got back into the race and wasn't beaten far. So I'm sure with clear running, he would have won that race. So if that's the case, then you go there really confident today that he can run well. There's no doubt that 1400 is a bit shy of his best distance, or his optimum trip, I suppose. But if they're running on from them sort of back in the field early in the day, then that gives us some confidence that this horse can be a major player in this race today.
Yeah, he's drawn the outside, but I don't think that's too big an issue. There's, what is there, 9 runners now, and he's a big loping, striding horse.
Yeah, that's right. The two wins I've had on him have been when we've got to the outside and you know, been allowed to use his stride and obviously build momentum. So that'll be key today. And as you said, I'm not too worried about the barrier.
Did you bring up the blinkers, or was it the stable's decision?
Yeah, we all chatted about it. Chris made the call in the end, and I think it's a good move going forward. It might just have him travelling right behind them through the first part of the race. The other day, as I said, he just took a furlong to warm up, and his work in Tuesday morning in them showed that he was right behind Zusein in his work and travelled nicely. So they could have the right effect on him today.
And you finish up with opposition. You've ridden a few of these here, but are you happy to stick with him?
Yeah, he's a nice big horse. First up run was great. Second up run was on that really wet track, and he was sort of back and wide and didn't really appreciate the wet ground. So today on nicer ground, we've got a wide gate to offset, but he's a horse I've got a little bit of time for. So I wouldn't be surprised if he can run a good race and show more today.
Beauty.
Next week, you speak about getting on some nice horses. You're obviously on Unforgotten in the Tab Epsom next week. And I was just thinking about who could end up being top weight, Kieran. It might be Hartnell at 57. You have to do a little bit to get to 52.5, but you obviously love her.
Yeah, she's obviously a great ride for me. She's taken all before her. And yesterday, she was great in a trial there at Rose Hill. Just had a nice pipe opener of a trial. And pleasing, so she's going to be a great chance in that. And in the Metrop, assuming he gets in, is Brimham Rocks, a horse that was second to Avilius their last start. He's got 51, so riding quite light in the Metrop on him, but he's obviously going to be a great chance as well. Got a bit of time for that horse.
All right, well, we won't be ringing you next Saturday morning with 51 kilos.
That's why he's come on this morning.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway,
save my energy next week, Duff.
Nope, you'll need it because you've got some really high-profile rides.
We'll just organise when Duff's going to come along this week.
I'll see you at the gym, all right?
Righto, catch you there.
See ya.
Good on you. Boys. Thanks, Kieran. Good luck.